You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Critter Roundup out of Florida next. First, another one of those stories where a family wakes up and a prehistoric creature has crawled into their yard. Here's the details on this from Charlotte County and Fox 4.
The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office wants to remind you, always check your pool. And here's an example of why. Look at this. A Deep Creek family, they woke up to some loud noises on their lanai, and they found a nearly 11-foot, 550-pound gator swimming in their pool. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office says the gator tore through the screen to get to the water.
And if what's next is the most awkward news banter.
Okay.
I'm
going
to make you listen to it.
Okay. All right.
That doesn't tell you it's hot outside. I'm not sure what else would.
Can you imagine?
Oh, God. That's like nice, doesn't it?
And the fact that he's just like, I'm just going to break through your screen. Hang out at your pool deck.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
Nothing.
Well, you call the sheriff's office, I guess. Exactly. Take a few pictures, of course.
Send
some selfies.
Yeah, because trust me, we want to see them.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
News banter.
They were like,
we have to fill stretch 15 seconds. Stretch.
Well,
yeah. There was the dead silence.
Yeah. He's like, how about lizards, huh?
Crazy.
So many teeth.
I like a pool when it's hot, too.
Yeah. Hot outside pools. Cool. Pools are cool.
And it's hot out, there's lizards.
Warm-blooded.
We love your pictures. Anyway, let's get to the forecast.
That was weird.
Ooh, man. Yeah, not really flowing there on the old.
And honestly, like the fact that they had a video produced.
I've never seen a group of people that look like they just threw an invisible flash grenade during their conversation.
They're all stunned.
Yeah, they're all.
The old invisible flashbang.
That's what happened.
One more Florida critter story here. A Polk County deputy added snake wrangler to his resume after getting a serpent out of a woman's house. The Polk County Sheriff's Office tweeted out that Deputy Cockett, a canine handler for the Sheriff's Office, visited a resident's home to get the snake off the woman's dryer.
What was his name again?
Cockett.
Lieutenant Cockett.
Deputy Cockett.
Deputy Cockett.
Deputy Cockett. I don't know. Something just like that.
Cockett.
C-O-Q-Y-T. Cockett. Cockett.
Kakwit.
Anyway, the deputy put the snake in a garbage bag, but it leaped out and slithered behind the woman's freezer. Eventually, he was able to catch it. The sheriff's office said, thank goodness for canine handler Deputy Cockett, because he wrangled that dude, and Miss Betty is safe now. Miss Betty is all up on this guy's business.
Oh, I bet.
Where did I do with the picture of Miss Betty? Oh, here it is. Okay. She's still in her nightgown. She's an old lady, and she's all over him here. Yeah. She wants a bit of that cock.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. She's posing with her hand on his chest. That's a bit close, don't you think?
My hero.
Yeah. I wish I could put my hand lower.
Is this your cock?
Yeah, I found it.
But don't, she's, come on.
You handled my snake, now let me handle yours.
Yeah. Oh, I found another snake.
Deputy, I think there's a snake in your pants I should get.
There's moisture in places that ain't been there in decades.
They say a snake loves to find a moist area. Burrow. I found one.
Oh, Betty. She's up on his business, though. Normally, they're just posing together. She's like embracing
him. She's doing like a prom style
she's
photo.
Touching his chest.
Touching his chest.
Her body is pressed right up against him in her nightdress.
Yep.
Trying to get my vagina on his leg.
It was an interesting day, I'm sure, for Deputy Guy.
I bet.
But he got that snake.
She's like, he didn't even notice I was wearing my lingerie.
That's right.
That's her sexy.
That's as hot as she gets.
That's it right there. Come on. She's Betty. She's got to be, what, in her 80s?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
70s, 80s.
No, 80s, I think.
This lady, sure. That just reminded me. There's this old lady at a pharmacy yesterday. She was backing up her cart, and she backed it up on it. I was like, oh, excuse me, you know, and I moved around her, and she goes, oh, that was good for both of us, wasn't it?
What? Oh, yeah, we figured it out. Did you fan yourself? I was like, no word, lady.
Oh, you like it.
Yeah, that's what she kind of like. She was like, well, at least it was good for both of us. I was like, you're hilarious.
Damn.
That'll be $20, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, made me laugh.
Some heroes today to tell you about in Massachusetts. A custodian and a cafeteria worker saved an elementary student who was choking on his lunch. Here's that story now from WCVB-TV.
The two staff members tell me they're thankful they were in the right place at the right time.
I just acted.
Scary moments in the Memorial Elementary lunchroom as a student chokes on his lunch, struggling to breathe.
I remember just telling him to breathe and spit it up and do, you know, just trying to encourage him to get it, whatever was lodged in, out.
Staff members Emily D'Olivera and Mark Plant quickly jumped into action, performing the Heimlich on the student, something they both know is a possibility when working with kids.
It's something that's always in the back of our minds, especially walking around, making sure that every student is eating and is safe. That's our number one priority.
Bye-bye. See ya.
The principal of the school says their thinking made it possible for the student to return home this evening.
They saved a life. Now, granted, who don't know whether the child might have passed, but we knew that he didn't because of their actions.
But at the end of the day, the two are thankful they were in the right place at the right time.
I'm just glad he's okay. You know, it couldn't have worked out any better. She started it, I finished it, and the result is exactly what we hoped for.
And the principal tells me he did speak to the student's parents earlier this evening. He says the student is doing just fine and that he's excited to return to school tomorrow. We're live in Natick. Danae Bucci, WCVB, News Center 5.
God, you'd hate to... I know this is bad, but you'd hate to be the kid that almost choked to death.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. I hope you're not a chubby kid, because you'll...
Oh, yeah. It's hard to live it down. Like a pudding cup went all the way down my throat.
Hey, pudding cup, Chuck!
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, you know...
What's up, pudding cup?
I'm hungry. You guys know that.
Did y'all get any food last night, pudding cup?
Of course I did. I almost die every night. I wish I would. At this point, I wish I would. Keep trying.
It's just one of those moments that unfortunately will stick with you for life.
I just tried to swallow an entire full hot dog last night.
Did you hear about Pudding Cup? He tried to swallow a hot dog.
No way.
He choked
dude.
Again.
Yep.
Pudding Cup. That's what
they called 911.
Yep.
So
I've been saved four different times. Shoved a full pack of them in my throat.
Ever choked on pudding?
I think you drowned.
I can say it's more like drowning. Yeah.
I mean, I would say that I probably had the wrong pipe thing maybe happen in my life with pudding. It's a food that I would eat at a violent speed.
Yeah, me and pudding have had some times.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that Dave's looking up pudding
it
choking death.
It is a choking hazard for the elderly.
Yeah.
Applesauce pudding and Jell-O.
Oh, my God. See?
All those soft foods?
Herbert! Herbert! Are you okay? Oh, no, he's drowning in his applesauce! Oh, Herbert!
Somebody help him!
How do you Heimlich somebody? He's drowning! You can't do anything! Somebody help him!
And now vacuum! Let's vacuum it out of his mouth!
It causes like a domino effect. Yes.
Well, we had an unfortunate incident today.
Herbert started choking on his applesauce, if you believe it.
And then, Harold passed because of a heart attack.
Harold was trying to get people's attention. Oh, boy.
Yep. And then Cheryl ran for the door and had a heart attack.
She had a heart attack and a stroke right there.
She landed face first onto Marge and opened her head right up and she bled out.
Long story short, no more applesauce.
Yeah.
My God, you or think pudding. That? I thought that's why that was made. It's this like one of the safest foods to eat.
Yeah, but I'll say, like, I've always said I'll get the caramel lung. Like, if I was say I was going to eat one of those little caramel chews, you unwrap the plastic, put it in, every once in a while, that stuff will like go down into my lungs.
Mm-hmm. It makes you cough. I know what you're talking about.
And I get the caramel lung. Eventually, it'll be the pudding lung.
Someone said, I did community service at a senior home, and they used to put a little bit of thickening agent in their drinks to thicken it up to make it easier to drink, and so they wouldn't choke on it.
Oh. Thickening agent?
Drinks can become too thin. You can get so old that
your drinks are too thin.
Can I tell you, I don't want to have like any kind of juice that they thicken up. I don't want thick apple juice.
Thanks. My God, it's thick.
Hope you enjoyed it. I made it extra thick for you.
I wouldn't be I don't know if I'd be ready for that. Just like a fruit punch that was thick.
In other pudding news, they now have new puddings that taste like candy bars.
I've seen those.
Mounds, Twix, Kit Kat.
No. What? Yeah.
I don't think you can really outdo the greats in pudding.
Like the tried and true?
Mm-hmm. I'm honestly not a pudding guy.
Oh, if I got...
But I would try Mounds pudding.
I like it.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if it's got the coconut...
Pudding with real coconut...
Yeah, I don't need to know about any of this.
I don't either. Twix pudding?
That almost looks like more...
Yeah, I don't know if this is readily available yet. They said it was, but Mounds pudding definitely exists. Maybe there is.
I'm like old school snack pack. Yeah, butterscotch.
Those are good.
I
like the instant.
Make
it be on bone and just have
that's
it.
That's right.
And nice sad time.
Those collider things are delicious.
What are they?
So it's like colliders.
Damn, products are gone.
It's like pudding, but it's got like candy bar, like the candy bar flavored. And you have like bits of candy
so you
that
can
you
mix
with the pudding.
In like Kit Kat in with the
so
pudding.
It basically, this was like my kids would have this with yogurt. Right? Like Oreos would be on top of it.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yep.
Same kind of deal.
They have Kit Kat, Rolo, what's the mint candy bar? York, peppermint patties.
Refrigerated dessert pudding cups.
Yeah, see, I can't. No, I can't.
Cup as well. They're good. They're good.
Because what always saved me is I wasn't a big yogurt fan. So, like, it'd have all these delicious candies and stuff on top, and then they'd mix it with something that I found foul. But I do not find vanilla pudding foul.
You're going to hate this. So, this thickening agent that they use for seniors because their drinks are too thin is called Thicket. And someone said they've seen them make orange juice more like the consistency of mayonnaise.
Can we look up what Thicket does? So what you're saying is you take an orange juice and then you make it into like a pudding.
Thicket thickener. Food and drink thickener.
I didn't even know this happened to us when we got older.
I didn't know you can't
what
just
is
have
that?
Normal
what is
drinks.
That? No.
Oh, here's someone showing you how it works.
Mixing to the thicket usage chart. 2.5, add the thicket to the liquid while stirring briskly with a spoon, fork, or wire whisk. Once the thicket is dissolved, let the thickened liquid stand for at least 1 minute to achieve the desired consistency.
It's our future.
If after 1 minute
the thicket
is not thick enough, you can add more thickener. When
adding
thicket to milk or a nutritional supplement, allow it to sit for 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
My God, it's pure semen.
No.
That used to be milk?
Of puree.
Yes.
Vegetables and meats can be easily thickened using 1 to 2 teaspoons of thicket. If you do not have a use...
Oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't know this is the future, guys. I don't like this.
Just have a great idea for a contest.
Thicket?
Yeah, we just find different juices and things to throw the thicket in.
Oh,
and we make people eat it.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to the next live broadcast.
Thicket to win. Thicket to win.
Oh,
that
no.
is. Honestly, I had no idea. As we get older, we couldn't handle thin beverages.
So, like,
why?
Just
why
a glass of water can just end us?
Why can't we handle thin beverages?
I don't know. I've never heard of this.
Is it just that the joy of life is thinking everything's a pudding? So, like...
Oh, maybe you're making it more exciting for them?
I don't know.
They wouldn't drink, so you have to give it to them?
More water pudding, please.
Yeah. Maybe they got to feed it to them.
I have no idea. I don't like it.
Well, yeah,
bit.
I...
work with people like that. They have to get their coffee thickened.
Can someone just explain why, though?
Because people choke on liquids, thin liquids. Sometimes, if they've had a stroke especially, you just choke on thin liquids. Don, you had to give it. You had to give it to your grandma, right? Don? Hi, Don.
She's gone.
Yeah, we lost Don. Caitlin.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, I'm a nurse, and at work, our thickener is called Thick and Easy.
Ooh. Thick and Easy.
It's also the nickname of my wiener.
So some people just can't handle liquids.
Yeah, so it can happen when you get older, if you have other issues too. It's thin liquids, so, you know, normal juices, water, etc., might not go down the right pipe, or you're at risk of choking, so you can thicken it to nectar, honey, or pudding thick, depending on how much you put in.
Oh, those are the three levels, nectar, honey, or pudding.
My God.
All right, Caitlin. Yeah, someone said...
it's my pudding Coca-Cola.
About 10% of the people at our nursing home have to thicken.
Well, now I'm worried.
Because you can aspirate thin liquids into your lungs. Old people can do that with thin liquids.
Oh, man, I'm worried because I already get the caramel lung. So if I'm already getting caramel lung, I'm going to be thickening up all my stuff. Coke Zero, thick it.
You don't swallow into your esophagus. You end up swallowing it into your lungs. So that's why they got to make their liquids
thicker. Oh, man.
There you go. Another thing.
Get old, they say. Get old, they say.
You got to thicken your liquids before you drink them.
Mm.
Nuts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This, my friends, is a hot or not.
Okay. This is the cop thing?
Yes.
All right.
A Pinellas County Sheriff's deputy is out of a job after she was arrested for driving under the influence early yesterday morning in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
The sheriff's office said St. Pete police officers pulled over 26-year-old Pinellas deputy Shelby Coniglio about 1 in the morning. Coniglio showed signs of impairment with an odor of alcohol on her breath, slurred speech, like mine, a blank expression.
Like yours.
And bloodshot glassy eyes.
Like yours.
I have not been drinking.
Dave is drunk.
I don't think there's coffee Dave's drinking.
It's 100% coffee.
Oh, it's coffee with a little stuff.
Coniglio agreed to perform a field sobriety test, but was unsteady on her feet and performed poorly. When she submitted to two breathalyzer tests, the results indicated she had been drinking. The sheriff's office said they immediately terminated her employment. Following the arrest, that's their policy.
Mm.
She'd been hired in September 2018 and worked as a patrol deputy. She's charged now with one count of driving under the influence. The question that remains, is she hot or not? You can always play along as her mugshot is posted up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
She was going home alone.
Oh, yeah. That's a very interesting detail. Because I was just thinking to myself, okay, she's like an Italian girl, 26 years old. I'm assuming in decent shape because she's a cop. But man, going home alone.
It's a telltale sign.
Yeah, I mean, usually... I don't know. There is part of me, though, I believe that this girl may be attractive. So I'm going to go with one of these. These are one of the curveball style ones that Dave will throw at you every once in a while. I'm going to go with she's a six at least. At least a six, possibly a seven.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's probably about a five. Strong.
A strong five. That's probably pretty smart.
Like the five is a strong or she's strong?
No, she's strong.
She's a strong.
Yeah.
Strong and a five.
Yeah. Like a CrossFit five.
Like okay. She chokes
like
she
held like five. Yeah, she flips tires five.
Okay.
But with better CGI.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
No CGI wouldn't needed.
Take much. Well, as I said, you can find her mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Okay.
You can go see her there. Here is this lady right here. Oh, that's the small. I found the smallest picture of her. The picture up on the. Here's the picture. Here's a bigger picture. There she is.
Oh, no.
She's very attractive.
Yeah.
She's at least a seven.
Yeah.
At least
she's got the blue eyes.
I wouldn't be mad if I had to get a strip search from her.
Not at all.
Like, ma'am, make sure you go deep.
I honestly think. I think it's tough to be a cop and that good looking.
Probably.
I think it would be tough. I think it would be tough to get people to take you seriously and not kid on you.
Yeah.
You know?
I think those chicks will beat your ass, though, too.
Well, that's the thing. You can't really tell if she is,
she's
real
beautiful.
Super strong.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's just in shape. I think she probably got a good body, but.
Yeah.
Did she used to be blonde? That's her, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think a lot of people try different stuff, maybe. Maybe that's not her.
It looks like the same eyebrows and stuff, the same.
Well, they're showing.
Look at the nose. Right? That's got to be her.
They look similar.
Yeah.
It's kind of a unique name. I looked up her Instagram page has been taken down.
Oh, really?
I looked that up.
Wow, you did way more of a thorough investigation.
Well, you know, she's a hot cop. Let's find out a little more about this one. So I couldn't really see too much more about her, but it does look like from where she went to school, they have a picture.
That could be her. So she used to dye her hair blonde. I'm assuming the darker hair is her natural color only because her eyebrows are so dark in the blonde photo.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah. So that's probably in school she went.
So blonde. Now the curtains match the carpet.
It's funny when I looked up this story here on this.
No carpet.
Here's a woman. Good grief. I can hardly believe all these comments from people thinking she deserves a break because she's pretty.
that's life.
I know that is life. But
that's
it's life. So true. If you read the comments, it's all guys talking about what.
Listen, women did the same thing with that outlaw that
was a murderer with a teardrop tattoo.
Yeah, and they're like, he's gorgeous, let him go.
Give him a modeling job.
And they did.
Yeah. So,
Hey, baby, break out the handcuffs.
Oh, yeah.
If all cops looked like her, we would have a lot more problems. Dang, she's cute. Need bond money? Yeah. A lot of guys willing to step up and help this one out.
I bet it is annoying for her to have to do her job.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You know what, though? There are some female cops that are on, like, TikTok. And they do incredibly well on TikTok and stuff. I don't know how much extra cash they bring in. I think some of them can, not that everyone wants to do this in life, but I think some of them eventually get so big they can be like, I don't have to be a cop anymore.
You can make more money.
Go to OnlyFans. I have enough people that have followed me now.
I wondered how drunk. This story didn't have it, but it says she was more than three times the legal limit. So,
but the thing is, that to me makes me think she's smaller.
Right. Yeah. She had a couple of Mike's Hard Lemonades and decided to get behind the wheel.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go with.
I want to see if that's. Yeah, that's definitely her.
Oh, okay.
That's her when she was back in 2018.
Well, that's the thing, you know, like it's pretty girl, got the perfect teeth. It's going to score blue eyes. It's going to score high on my.
I just wouldn't know. I wouldn't be expecting it. Because, you know, I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Pulled over for speeding. And then I turn, and it's hot cop.
Yeah, well, I become Mr. Flubs It Up at that point. I can't find any of my documents.
I think she might have been three times the legal limit, but I might have mishandled the result.
Exactly.
I might have not have administered the test appropriately.
Yeah. Like you blow into the thing for her?
Yeah, here, let me show you how it's done. Here, let me try.
Yeah. People, oh, it's fine.
Oh, there you go. You're good.
See? Are saying her future could be OnlyFans because there was a Texas cop on Live PD that became so popular she decided she just started
OnlyFans.
This
is what I'm saying.
And she makes way more on OnlyFans than she ever did as a cop because people like fell in love with her on that show.
Well, you know how there's a lot. Well, if you're not on TikTok a lot, you don't know this. But there's a lot of different videos that are like... It's almost like sounds like a gun loading up. It's like chuk-chuk-poom, and then like at the end they like reveal stuff. And there's a lot of these female cops that are like pretty, and then they show boom, and they're in their cop uniform or whatever. What have you found, James? Your eyes got.
I just can't believe this is the cop.
Oh
that's
my god!
An OnlyFans.
Hold
that's
on a second. Yeah. I just looked up the Texas cop who quit to become
that's
an OnlyFans star.
Jokes on my reaction.
She is way bigger of a lady than I expected.
What has happened here?
The Florida Pinellas County Sheriff's deputy is way hotter than this OnlyFans lady.
Who's controlling this?
I am, and taking you to a little treat here. A little treat on the post.
This is the lady. She's a big girl. Whoa. Oh, come on, James.
You're under arrest, Mr. Hunter.
No.
So it's just the cop.
Go directly to jail.
The cop factor.
Yeah. Look at those, like, 12 rolls highlighted in that shot.
Oh, I thought that was part of an outfit.
No, those are rolls.
Oh, I thought
well,
that was part of an outfit.
The outfit is trapped in between.
Like,
that's what I thought. That's what I thought. It may not be in the middle one, though.
Oh, man, that's no James. Good. That's
well, here's
no
the thing.
Good.
So if this police officer is doing so well on OnlyFans, this chick that just got the DUI, I think, is going to quadruple whatever this woman
that's
is
That's what
she
I'm
just
saying.
She doesn't have the power of the Live PD show behind her.
And I believe she dabbles in the lady bits.
But, like, this one's a cop.
Used oh, my be. God.
Oh, you have something on your
phone. Yeah, he has this smoking hot cop.
Yeah, like, that's her.
But she's still a cop.
I don't know.
She's still no cop poses like that.
She's a cop.
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
She's super hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She'd kill it.
But there's like a bunch of them that are, really, really hot. And it's, you do these things. You make some TikToks. You know, that's not exactly what I thought we were after.
And now that's not her. Thank God. That's not her.
Oh, whew.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I thought it would be a smoking hot cop who left.
Yeah, I used to watch that show, and I was like, I don't remember any, like, hot chicks.
Yeah, same here. That's why I instantly Googled it, and I was like,
the chick that got the DUI is 1 million times
absolutely
hotter.
Again, go check her out for yourself up at Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yep.
I mean, she looks good, like, so... hammered drunk.
Yeah, she's so hammered and had a crazy night.
Took a perfect picture.
Yeah.
Right, so that tells
you
everything.
She's not trying. It's just like, she's
pretty.
That's
a mugshot at 2 a.m.
That's
after a whole night out, and she still looks great.
I mean, her hair's even good.
Still. Yeah. It's tough.
Another drunk driving incident in Florida. This one did not end up well either. Police in North Florida arrested a guy for driving under the influence after he crashed his car, causing it to travel up a power pole. You heard that correct.
Wow.
It traveled up the pole. Tallahassee police say the crash happened the other day. Officers responding to it near the Florida State University campus. One officer's body camera showed a blue Ford Mustang leaning against a power pole and its metal suspension cord. This is their interaction when the officer shows up on the scene. The dude you're going to hear from here is just in swim trunks.
Hello. What's going on?
Is that my friends?
Uh-huh.
At the res?
Up the curb?
Followed up there.
And then rolled up the pole?
Yeah, it sucks.
I gotcha. It's a Mustang. If you could just let the record service know that it is completely vertical.
So it went up that stabilizing wire.
Yeah.
My God, they weren't gentle with it.
That sounded terrible.
They were not gentle with it, getting it down.
Oh, that sounded bad.
in their police Facebook post, they said, have we ever mentioned you shouldn't drive under the influence? Not only could you be featured on our social media like this guy, you could get arrested, physically harm yourself or others, or end someone's life. Oh, and you could also end up wrecking your shiny new Mustang. I guess he just got it.
Oh, yeah.
Police say, thankfully, no one was injured in that crash.
Wow, the noises it made as it was coming off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like the guys that tow the stuff, they do that stuff on purpose.
Yeah, like they don't.
They're like, oopsie poopsie. No. Oh, boo-hoo.
You got to know when you roll up on this. Is he wearing shoes even?
I don't know.
He just has swim trunks on this
guy. Yeah, he might have shoes on. But no shirt. Oh, no. Flops.
Flip-flops. Yeah. No shirt, swim trunks, and glasses.
In a new car that he didn't know how to handle, and
that's, well, it's a bad day for your Mustang, but you were an idiot, so
yeah,
you kind of get what you deserve. Here's another bad day. You go up to work, North Carolina, at the Wendy's.
Yeah.
And a coworker stabs you.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably expect it a little bit every day.
You've been
normally
ready for it.
It's customer versus worker crime that we report on, but today it's worker versus worker. Two employees at a North Carolina Wendy's stabbed each other after getting into a fight.
Okay, well, at least it was
I think
even.
It's their guarantee of hot, crispy fries.
It's really driving them nuts. Is that it?
Them.
I bet one of the employees hates cleaning out the grease trap or whatever. So they were fighting over that.
Oh, could yeah. Be.
There's jobs at any restaurant that are horrible. The Asheboro Police Department said in a news release that officers responded to a reported stabbing at a Wendy's. Officers found one of the stabbing victims at the scene. That victim taken to a local hospital for treatment. They cited the suspect's car and took them into custody nearby during a traffic stop. The suspect was taken to a hospital for treatment as well. The suspect then taken into custody after being treated for the stab wound and transported to a local medical facility. School administrators issued a shelter in place because there was, a high school right next to this.
Hmm.
They do not know yet what caused these Wendy's workers to stab each other.
We may never know.
If they're smart, neither will talk.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be my advice. Don't say a word, especially not to the news.
It is a bad day. I mean, thankfully, I've disliked some people I've worked with through the years.
Never
the point of wanting to stab them, though.
No.
Or worry. There was that engineer that I thought could
the
kill
engineer,
me.
Engineer, I was going to
could
say.
Could kill me at any
because I think he still has a list.
Oh, God.
You never met him. I don't. I don't think I know.
He was
before
James showed up on the scene.
He was before that. It was, yeah. This is back when me and Dave just did weekend stuff. And I don't know why. I don't know exactly what happened.
I yelled at him once because he did something horribly stupid.
Yeah. I was trying to think of like what happened. But like from then on, it was like he would talk to me or whatever. But if Dave came around, it was like the cold stare of a serial killer.
No, it was. It was freaky.
It was. And
it
then he moved away.
Thank God.
But I do think that there's a list.
You better call him and apologize. He might be like the character from Billy Madison. It's Steve Buscemi plays, putting on his lipstick, just thinking about shooting you, Dave.
20 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
You better call him to say, hey, out. I just want to bury the hatchet and make sure we're cool.
But honestly, if you ever like could get a profile of a guy who you thought one day could snap and murder people, this dude checked every box.
Oh, man, yes.
Every box.
Yep. Yeah, because I think anyone who was around would agree with you. You know what I mean?
Yes,
well,
it wasn't
like a...
Like, you're crazy, Dave.
No, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble, Dave.
Everybody.
Yeah, every single
Everybody's
person.
Everybody's like, oh, yes.
Oh, no, what did you do?
Why?
What are you thinking?
Dumb. You're so dumb, Dave.
So many people would say to him, like, what were you thinking?
Here's a stick, Dave. Why don't you go poke a bear over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little man.
Yeah.
The feeble little man.
Weird. Weird dude.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
Yeah.
But he was also dumb, and it just, like, it snapped one day.
I know.
Like, I let things slide time after time after time. Finally, I'm like,
yep. And that's all it took.
What were some of the weird things that he would do?
He just didn't know how to fix things. So
right.
He was just a quiet, quiet man.
He deleted everything off my computer by mistake. He just did.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't meant for that job, and I pointed it out, and so he wanted me dead.
He sure did.
Thank God he was transferred.
Got to take notes here from learn from Dave's past mistakes.
Yeah, I got to
stop pointing out stuff that people are doing wrong because I do a lot of that too here.
Don't like aggravate. Me too much for it. Careful. Don't aggravate possible serial killers.
Careful.
And there's a lesson for everyone to be learned today. Couple of Pupa traders.
All right.
Making news today. The first one deserves this.
Oh, no. Oh, good. I thought it was going to be the birth.
I'm not a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
This douchebag, he's from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania State Police say they've got a warrant out for the arrest of William Mueller. Because while in prison, he assaulted multiple guards with feces from his toilet.
Oh, he's one of the, he's this guy. He's the poop in the toilet, grab it and throw it.
Douche pooper.
Yeah.
At the same time, they attempted to restrain him, causing minor injuries and bodily fluid exposure to the guards.
Mm-hmm.
Slap them with the turd.
Yep.
The turd slap.
That's disgusting.
I don't want to be turd slapped.
Nobody does. You should never want to be turd slapped.
Oh, man.
You know, you're into
beard.
It, you know. In your eyeballs.
Oh, you know. Right up my nose.
The thing I don't understand about this story is they're looking for him. So he obviously was released. Like, you can turd slap guards and they'll let you free?
Yeah, I don't understand that. Is it in a weird country or something?
No, it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Pennsylvania State Police have a warrant out for his arrest.
He probably turd slapped them, they got in their eyes, and they were blinded. He was able to escape.
Oh, he was released from prison before a warrant was obtained. So they couldn't hold him any longer. They had to let him go.
Oh, so it's like, this is a brand new charge. I'm already free. I'm a free man.
Right.
And I turd slap you as I'm leaving.
There's the
guy. Yep.
He's not I would have thought did
it. No.
This is an older man.
Very fibrous turd, I bet, too.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Metamucil for sure.
Man. So, yeah, they couldn't get a warrant in time. They had to set him loose. Now he's on the run, but they're going to charge him with the turd slapping incidents.
Well, you can't let a man get away with it.
Usually they react pretty harshly to stuff like that. I've seen these videos of these guys, and they have to go get like a crazy person out of a cell. And they go in there with these shields and sprays.
Man.
Electricity.
Well, you don't want any of their fluids or poop on you.
There's the shield guy. There's probably like
two or three shield guys that are like, blah, 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 like
yeah.
And then they're like,
electricity man.
Guy's like,
spray guy.
Electricity man.
Like the idea the judge has to issue a warrant, like 3 counts of criminal turd tossing.
Well, it's a hell of a crime if you do it.
It definitely
But they're
is.
Not going to take it easy on him. I'm just shocked they weren't able to just grab him and be like, okay, you turd slap. So.
Right, so I don't know how the process worked. They couldn't get a warrant to keep him behind bars, but yet he committed other crimes while behind bars by turd slapping them.
Yeah.
So
I don't
think you could then charge him with those?
He must have done it after like the official release of him.
That's it. Like, you're released. Turd slapped.
Yeah, released.
And
turd
then
slap.
Run. Scampered off.
And like,
it was the turd slap heard around the precinct.
Yeah.
Everybody heard it.
I just let him go. He turd slapped me.
And now on to our second perpetrator.
Okay.
Of the day. This is a larger lady who apparently let her ass loose in a beauty supply store.
Okay. This is with wigs?
Wichita, Kansas. Is where we're heading to for our next one. This lady right here.
Oh, no.
Yep. They're asking for the public's help. They've just found her. That's the
update. Okay.
But they were looking to find out who this woman was. She entered a Northeast Wichita beauty supply store and pooped in the middle of an aisle.
Oh, man.
The defecation, they say, was significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed as a result. And the business would like to know who this woman is so they can pursue criminal charges.
So it had to be diarrhea.
It was captured on video surveillance, but they're not posting the footage of the offending fecal assault.
I'm upset that they say that. That's for the good of all of us. How dare they judge what's good for me? I want to see the explosive diarrhea in public. I know what's good for myself.
Okay, so you can see the way they have the wigs. Look at like how they're just sort of dangling right near the ground.
Yeah.
So she must have just splattered in a plastic bag. Still, I think like even if you knew the plastic casing that you were buying something in was pooped on,
it's in plastic, if poop. She splattered poop
anything
on
that
it,
got,
they've
got
to destroy it.
I mean, they don't want it for full price, that's for sure. But I'll, you know, if you give me a 75% turd discount or diarrhea discount,
it's our fecal madness sale.
Oh yeah, time to get some new wigs. I'm gonna get all the best wigs.
Yeah, that's when James
that's
so gets all of his
that's
wigs.
So gross.
Fecal what if they have any merkins? I need some new merkins too. I'm looking for those hot pink pubes.
So yeah, I don't know if it's. If she just had a fecal emergency.
That's my guess.
Probably. Or if she was like revenge, like they pissed her off in that store and she was getting some sort of fecal revenge.
I mean, anything could be fecal revenge, but.
She has terrible pants for diarrhea.
She does. They're like leggings, the big girl leggings.
If you're not going to wipe.
Oh, Andy. Yeah, no. You're right. That'll go right up in your crevice.
There'll be some evidence.
And like, was she on the phone while she was also doing this, public pooping?
My guess is this is right before the incident. She's over by the wigs.
Oh, dirty bitch.
She's like, I'm going to have to do
like
this.
Like, asked to use the bathroom.
Hold on 1 second. I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
okay, I'm back.
But yeah, they're white and black leggings.
Yeah.
Which you're so right. You'd clearly be able to see turd remainders.
Do you think the photo on the left of her is her leaving after doing it, because she does have the walk of a person who may have pooped their
Well, she's got the face of somebody who just got rid of, like, who just had a horrible, horrible, horrible deuce removed from her body.
Yeah.
She's got that relief, you know?
Yeah. She got the side feet.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm talking about, right?
Yep. She's got a bit of a squishy situation.
I think it could go either way. Either for some reason she couldn't control it and she was just a filthy animal, or she was pissed off at that store for some reason and was like, well, I'll teach you.
Yeah.
Because that, we've seen both of those kinds of stories.
I was in a place, probably 3-4 months ago with Rowan. And I was like, dude, I gotta take a leak. Luckily, it was just take a leak. But it was in a place where I didn't think there was a bathroom there. And I was like, hey, do you guys have a bathroom here? And the guy was like, yeah. Hold on. And they took me like into the back, like employee area with all the stock stuff and whatever. And like, it was like, yeah, it's right there. Go ahead. I'm like, wow, that was like, to me, it was above and beyond. Normally in that scenario, they're just like, no.
That might have been hey, I recognize you from the radio, but I'm not going to make a big scene about it.
I'm
going to use the employee bathrooms.
That's maybe it was.
I've had that happen.
I felt like
to
the
me
guy didn't know me but.
Before, too.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it's up to them.
Yeah.
So maybe she went into that store and said, can I use your bathroom? Like, no, it's for employees only. And she's like, oh, all right.
Yeah. It was like, I'll go ahead and say what it was like a CVS.
Okay.
And like, they didn't have, like, they don't have what is a.
Some of them do.
Okay. Some do.
Yeah. Some of them do.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I was just trying to ask. I just was like, hey, do you guys have a bathroom in here? Thinking he would say, oh, yeah, the back right of the store. And he was like, oh, come with me. And then took me through the employee stuff, and I was like,
ooh. Someone said, I wonder if she used the wigs to wipe.
Maybe.
Man, that's even more of a mess, especially if it's liquid deuce. Like,
and I feel like you're going to get some of that hair just.
Oh my God, you'd have the hairiest ass.
Half a wig sticking out of it?
Yeah. Oh man, you'd be pulling hair out of there for a week.
Oh God. Either way, luckily, they've managed to track her down. They were looking for her, but they found out who she was. They're not revealing her identity yet, though.
Release the video.
Release that damn video. Ooh, I wonder if we called the wig store if they'd let us have it.
There's no way.
Hello,
wig store. This is a radio show in another state that we'd like to watch the video of the woman.
Oh, they probably think I'm a pervert, right?
Oh,
they
yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hey, can I see that lady video pooping? That.
Show us the defecation video, please.
Sure. You don't think they're probably not even open yet. It's too early.
Yeah,
right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think the beauty supply is open at this time of the morning. And probably more like a 9 to 5 or a 10 to 6 ish type business.
They don't even like really give.
They don't give the name of it. That's it, though. That's where I'm looking for.
Okay. Zoomy zoom. Dave is like going all in.
Well, I just want to.
He's going, oh, there it is. It's mid. It was called mid gay. Go back.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't open. For another, okay. Like, yeah, there'll be no one there yet.
Nope.
But, well,
we definitely nailed the
James
place.
Reach out, see if you can access that footage for us. Yeah.
I need to see the video of the woman who defecated on your wigs.
I'd love to see it.
I just got
to
see what was she on the phone while she was doing it?
Right. What did they think? Do they think it was like a revenge poop? Do they think she just crapped her drawers? Like, what's the deal?
What are you out of her favorite wig color?
She does like purple.
It appears she does.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Before I tell you what a spa cruisy is, because I do believe swingers will love it, my question for you is, have you been hit on by a swinger? And how did you react? Did you roll with it? Did you end up swinging? Or did you shut it down because it's not something you get into? But if you've been hit on by a swinger and want to share your story with us, 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us. It's 46969. But there's this new invention, I guess you can call it. A company in Nevada has invented a spa cruisy. They are basically hot tub boats.
Oh, wait a second. Almost like one of these pedal bars.
Right, but instead, this is a hot tub boat.
Weird. Oh, God.
And if you go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com and scroll down a bit, you'll see this. This is one of them here.
It's not the worst one.
It's a floating hot tub you can enjoy on the water with your friends. Now, you're not going far. Top speed of 5 miles an hour. What you hit.
It's legitimately almost just the size of a hot tub.
Yeah. Yes. A decent. I mean, you think you could probably fit 6 people in there comfortably? You could probably get up to 8.
I don't know, but comfortably.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the size of the people.
Yeah.
But.
Like, that guy's having an okay time.
I feel like it's a pretty good, you can make some money.
Yeah, one guy and 3 babes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how they're trying to sell it to you, right? That's not going to be your reality, but that's how they're selling it to you. Look at the party.
Yeah, it's really just like 6 dudes trying to find babes.
Yeah. Anybody want in?
Come on, boys. We got this bakuzi or whatever it's called. Let's pick up some babes on the lake.
I mean, I guess it's weird that you're doing it in a warm area.
Well, I mean, some of these lakes are kind of chilly. So maybe that's the draw, right?
I guess that's what it would have to be. Like, so if you went to, I don't know, say you went to Reno, there's that, or not Reno, what's the Lake Tahoe?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lake Tahoe can be cold, but then you got these things on there. You jump in the water, but then you can, like, quickly get back out and then be warm again. I could understand it being okay, but it's just the hot tub thing to me. And I feel like someone's going to get massively burned on that stove.
No. Oh, because there is some sort of stove. I don't know. Is it wood burning? Like, it's whatever they're using to heat the water,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. What's but it can't stove? Be electricity.
It can't.
Oh, that must be, yeah.
It has to be a wood burning stove
that warms the water.
Right? I mean, it has a chimney on the top of it. Has to be wood burning.
Yeah, there it is. That's crazy. Oh my God. You're floating with
Or maybe gas. Maybe it's just gas.
That part of it seems sketchy.
Yeah, the fireplace stove. It's their fireplace.
An onboard stove keeps your spa cruisy at the perfect temperature while giving you a full view of the flame.
It could be just gas powered, but
Where do you keep the gas?
I feel like touching that thing. Like a lot of people are going to get drunk and fall into that thing, yeah. And like it's going to be 1,000 degrees.
Dancing. That chick that was just dancing next to
it. This is a lawsuit waiting to happen. Someone's getting third degree.
Another Spot Cruzy death to tell you about this morning.
Like that's an three open fire.
Boiled alive.
They passed out and the fire burned all night. They were cooked.
I can't even imagine how much this would cost.
I guess the only thing is you look at how beautiful the lake is that they're in, and it's like, why be in that thing when you could just be swimming in that lake?
Yeah, I guess that's where they lose me. I feel like that would be cool if it's like a wintertime lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What do you think the price is?
Oh, like to rent it?
No, to buy.
So I have to buy that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
$8,000.
Oh, I bet it's more. Boats are so expensive. $21,000.
$40,000.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. That's $40,000.
Boats are so expensive, though. Any kind of boat, even a dumb boat.
So I do believe this is going to be used by swingers on the lake. So if you want to share a story, how were you hit on by a swinger or swingers, and what ended up happening? Let's head to the Dave and Chuck lines here. 1-855-954-6969. Paul's with us first in Florida. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Were you hit on by swingers?
There's this house in Cali that swingers go to.
Uh-huh.
And when I was in the Marine Corps, they basically gave us a safety brief not to go to this place. And basically, you can't get in unless you're naked, but you can wear shoes.
Oh, wow. That's a bad look for me.
Naked with your New Balances?
Yeah, it's not great. It's not my best look. I can't say I haven't done it. But
So did you do it?
Yeah, no, I was walking around. It cost like $60 to get in. You leave your phone in like a locker, and it was me and my boys. And, a lady comes up to me, and she goes, yeah, you're handsome. Do you want to go do something? And I was like, I don't know who's that guy. Looking at me, is that your husband? She's like, yeah, he wants to meet you, and he wants you to, you know, do stuff to me. And I was like, okay, that's cool. As long as he doesn't watch, you know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
Right.
And so she took me upstairs, and they had, like, rooms full of people, like, doing stuff. It was weird. And so I ended up getting my own little room and doing my thing.
So you banged that lady.
You banged that wife.
He shook my hand after and told me I was a good man.
Wow.
But he wasn't in the room during the action.
Thank you for your service.
No.
In many ways.
Yeah.
Paul, what a crazy, first of all, the crazy place you go in nude with just shoes on.
Yeah, but it's also wild that they had like a military briefing about a place, you know? Like, do not access.
Do with that.
Yeah,
left it 2 seconds too long.
Should have dumped them after that fart.
Yeah, I think it sounds like he did fart.
As he was on the farted.
If you listen back on the podcast, we hear it.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that is
lifted a cheek and let her rip.
Farting swinger. I believe most swingers.
It wasn't like Chuck, I'm just letting it go nice and slow.
Exactly.
So, have you been propositioned by a swinger or a couple? And what do you end up doing? This guy who texted us said, I'm a 24-year-old guy. There is this middle-aged man who continually Facebook messages me, begging me to have sex with him and his wife. He sends me pics of him and his wife banging at least once a month.
Is this a man that has texted?
Yes.
Okay.
So, obviously, dude, there's something. Why haven't you blocked him, though? If there's a man...
Well, because you're seeing her, she might not be that bad.
I guess you may see
it's like my porno pick of the month, bro, Dave.
Like, I guess, but it's not the worst. It's he wants me to have sex with him and his wife, though, right? See, and he's continually pestering me, so
but what if, like, the wife is super hot, and you know, like, you're a single guy, the wife is super hot, they keep sending you pics of her to try and entice you, but you just know, well, I'm never going to get involved because I don't want to be...
Well, because you know you're going to have to bang the guy.
Yeah. I don't want to have the guy stuff done. You know, but you're not going to get rid of it because you get those nice free picks.
I don't want to have the guy stuff done.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my nightmare.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay.
I was asked by the clown at a church fair in my town to swing with him and his wife.
Oh, my God.
Clown swinging.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine anything more creepy? I obviously did not partake.
Hi, Dave.
Oh my God!
Your pack is meat. You want to swing with me and my lady?
That's a nightmare.
My nose isn't the only thing you can honk in the bedroom.
Oh my God!
Honk, honk. Oh
Jesus!
It's even got a red nose on it.
Oh.
You got a red nose for my donger, Dave.
That better not enter my dreams tonight.
Oh, my God. I hope it does. I hope it does.
Hello, Dave. I'm here to tuck you in the bed.
Oh, my God.
Sweet dreams, my little angel.
That better be your nose.
It's not.
Wow. Well, no, that's not good.
That's horrible.
I've had interactions with swingers. I'm not the kind of guy that's getting like asked to be brought in, thank God. But you know, I've seen them at work. I've seen them at like, what I mean, not at work, but like at work doing their thing, you know, at a couple parties.
You mean, I thought they were working.
But I saw a pair of swingers, I would say, like digitally, manipulating the woman with a sword type product.
Sweet God, rubbing where have you seen that?
It was at a Halloween party that I was at one time, and they were very open, and she was just enjoying it. It was a ribby sword.
Wow!
And he was like
getting jiggy
on the
with
outside
it.
Of the clothing. But I walked upstairs. So I was like, "Oh, hey guys!" And it was no stopping. Like, "Oh, hey, we're just getting after it in here." Like, okay, gotta go.
Amber and I did get hit on once.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Years and years ago by these swingers, and it got super uncomfortable where we had to leave.
Well, you didn't know that they were swingers.
Not
at
all.
That was the problem.
They were actually,
I would have never
guessed.
They
were actually, one of them was a coworker.
Yeah, I would have never guessed.
Did not like at all.
No.
I disliked this woman a lot. She was just very rude and abrasive.
Yes.
And constantly invited us over to the point where Amber, you know, Amber's so nice.
Amber's too nice.
Too nice, right? I'm like, no, we're not going. She's like, they've invited us like five times. We have to go.
Yeah.
So we went, and it was the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was petting Amber.
Yeah, when you're getting pet by someone on a couch, you know it's time.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. We got it. And then Amber was like, be nice. No, I don't. Sorry, guys. I'm tired. Got to leave.
Yeah. That was the best call you could have made, because it was only going to get weirder.
And then she hated me even more after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bailed on their swinging.
Yeah, you should have plowed her, maybe.
No, I should not have. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Not even with your dong.
Oh, I know.
Could have showed her who was boss.
Jesus. Yeah. Goodness.
Yep.
All right. So the question for you is, have you been hit on by swingers, and what did you do about it? Anonymous is with us next. Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, how's it going? Ripcord. All right, so I'll try to make this quick. I had an ex-girlfriend that I broke up with, and then right after I broke up with her, her brother-in-law and sister started hitting on me. So one night they asked me to come over to surprise her for her birthday, and they had me pull up in the house and go through the garage, like I had the garage code, and like hide stairs for when she came in. It could be like a surprise. Well, I get a text saying that they're just about there, and then like 10 minutes goes by, and I hear the door open, and I hear her. She yells downstairs. She's like, I know you're in there. What happened was the neighbor seen me go through the garage, and when they pull up in the driveway, the neighbor came running out and said, hey, I think someone's in your house. And the guy, he's like, oh, it's all right. It's fine. Yeah, you probably didn't see anything. So anyway, after they came in, she, said I was there, and she went upstairs, got all dressed up, and then came downstairs, and I banged her out while he watched.
Oh, you let him watch?
Yeah, he just sat there and watched.
That's weird, too, because that was your ex's sister.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. All from that payback.
Payback says, you know, it's a little bit.
So they must have been thinking of that while
the whole time,
right?
Yeah.
While he was dating
her.
Well,
it took them like 20 minutes after they broke up to send the invite. I mean,
hey, what are you up to?
Yeah,
heard about the breakup. Why don't you come on over?
Come in through the garage.
Yeah. Mm. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Mike's reaching out from Alabama this morning. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing okay. So you've been hit on by a couple of swingers.
Yeah, once in Virginia when I recently got divorced.
Okay.
And down there where I was stationed, you've got all four branches of the military service. Well, some Navy friends of mine invited me to go out to the bar. I show up. They're already there drinking, having a good time. My friend's husband has already got another woman with him, and we're all laughing and joking. They stand up and they're leaving. He leans into me and goes, "You're in good hands. Don't worry." And I shot him a look. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Well, as the night progressed, they left. She looked at me and goes, "Hey, it's time to go." So we're going out to, you know, my vehicle. I'm going to drive her home, I think. We get to my pickup, and right away, she just starts kissing me, rubbing on me. I didn't realize they were swingers. I backed up a sec, and she's like, "No, it's cool. We're swingers. Let's go." So, yep, took her back to my place all night long, had some fun. Go a couple years later, I'm up there in Michigan where you guys are.
Yeah.
I got some friends up there because I graduated high school from there.
Okay.
Didn't know my friend and her husband were swingers. Didn't know. They bring me over to their house. There's a party going on. I'm just going with the flow. Everybody's leaving. I was crashing out on their couch. Well, I get up because I'm starting to get a little drunk. I went to go throw some water in my face, try and sober up a little bit. I come back out to the garage. She is fully nude, chained to the ceiling, bent over. He's using a flogger on her, and he looks at me and goes, "Yeah, her front end could use a little work." At which point, I'm like, "No, I'm a little too drunk for this. I know you. I know your mom.
Oh yeah,
this isn't sitting too well
so
with me."
You did the one couple, but you wouldn't do the second.
Well,
couple.
When you know the mom, when you know the mom,
that's a crazier situation. She's hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
You got her up on like an engine hoist or something.
Yeah, putting in a transmission. Yeah, I mean,
he's flogging her.
That's different. You got hit on by another swinger couple as well, record people.
Oh my God, yes.
Old.
At Kid Rock's house.
Was that where that was?
That was.
Yeah. Yeah. There was an old
Kid Rock's Halloween party.
Yeah.
Some Ohio radio guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I bet I might know him.
Dressed as Ricky Bobby, and his wife was dressed as Ricky Bobby's wife.
Right.
Yeah.
And they invited us back to their room at the hotel.
But they were older.
They were older.
Yeah. So funny.
I think we just happened to be the only other couple on this shuttle bus that was taking people back and forth from Kid Rock's party to the hotel.
Right.
And I think whoever was there, they would have went for it.
Yeah.
I wasn't flattered.
It's always Halloween parties. Everybody's like,
"Oh man, costume." I think it's like the sluttiest time of year.
Like, "I'm not really me today."
Yeah,
I'm actually Ricky Bobby today. Ever have a dream of having sex with Ricky Bobby and his wife?
No.
It's just, yeah, Halloween parties. I kind of like put a ban on them. Myself, like, I don't go to them anymore. Like, they just got weird.
Yeah,
they ended up getting weird.
You got to leave early
because
that's my rule at every party. You got bad things happen.
There
when
was
you stay too late.
There was the one that I saw the sword play at, and then the next one, that couple brought their favorite couple, and it's weird to be at a party where like, two people you know, they have brought some mystery people, but you just know, like, that's just who they're going to bang tonight.
All right,
weird stuff.
A few more coming in through text. I'm an Uber driver. I had a passenger ask me if I wanted to come back to their hotel room, do a line of coke off his wife's ass while he watches, and then have some fun afterwards. I politely declined.
Yeah. He missed out.
Just one line of coke?
Do a line of coke, yep. Off his wife's ass.
Didn't want to spend a lot.
Should have offered more coke.
Do several lines. Well, fine, I'm in.
Yeah.
Another one said, buddy of mine met a 10 out of 10 on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
But she never mentioned she was married.
Nope.
He shows up at her house. She offers a deal. You bang my husband.
Oh, no.
You get to bang me. 10 out of 10. He pleads the fifth on what he did.
Oh, my God, he did it.
Let me see a picture of your husband.
Ha!
Why?
I'm not. I'm thinking of debating it twice.
That sounds nice.
No, not you. Your wife. Your wife twice. Not you. You get it once. But for you to get it once, I got to get it twice from her.
Well, what I got to do to get it twice?
You got another wife?
I need another wife.
Yeah, no.
Wow. Mm. If he pleads the fifth, he did it.
Wow, that's so crazy. That's so crazy.
I mean, 10 out of 10, I understand, but you put a man's ass in the picture, it's no longer a 10 out of 10.
I know.
Yeah, can we shave your husband's ass so it looks more girly?
Oh, my God. James is different than most of us.
Put this dress on.
Yeah, put this dress on. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Can you moan maybe more like a lady?
I
think I'm going to have to do you three times, lady. This is a threeper. This is rough.
Very nice.
Moan like a lady.
You got any, drugs to help with the erection here?
Oh,
your husband stop farting, please?
Oh, my God.
Well.
You're painting a bad picture.
It's not great.
No, really bad. A few more quick calls here. How were you hit on by swingers, and what did you do? JJ in Boston, what happened?
Oh, my God. So I was out in Vegas with my wife at the time, and we get approached by this dude who's like, hey, you guys look pretty awesome. Strike up a conversation. He's like, you guys smoke weed? Like, yeah, sure. So we go back to his spot, and he's doing the whole grooming thing. He's got a vaporizer built into his countertop. You know, he brings us up to the rooftop pool of his apartment building or whatever. And then he's like, oh, yeah, have a couple of drinks. So then he starts, you know, the proposition. Yeah. And he's like, you know, my wife and I, you know, we like to swap every once in a while. We like to bring a couple in and, like, swap back and forth. And, you know, I'm looking at my wife. She's kind of giving me that, well, for you, maybe. And, you know, she thought the guy was pretty cute. And we're like, all right, so I'm not going on a blind date in this. What's she look like? He shows me the picture of this troll of a woman.
Oh, no.
She was built like a capital B. And
capital B, oh, I'm just picturing it now. That's no good. Is the bottom B the stomach?
Oh, my God.
Yes. So, JJ, that was a no-go, right?
Oh, it was absolutely a no-go. Yeah, it didn't even look like she could blink. Her eyes were, like, bulging out of her head.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah, that's a bad sign.
I understand now. I understand now why it was a solo mission for the guy. Because it almost never is. It's never the guy.
No, you're right. The woman is the one that has to lure the guy in.
The lure is the woman all the time. Never the guy.
So, Alexa, just last week.
Hi, good morning.
You got hit on by swingers.
Yeah, my boyfriend and I were on a cruise, and we made the mistake of going to the cruise ship hot tub after, you know, 9 p.m.
Big mistake.
Yeah, infested with swingers. And I told my boyfriend, I was like, we're probably going to get propositioned. And there was this really loud girl. At first, she approached me. I was there by myself because my boyfriend was getting us drinks. And she was like, oh, where's your boyfriend? Are you by yourself? But she was being very loud, you know, so everyone else in the hot tub could kind of hear our conversation.
Yeah, it's
and a she
scouting
was coming
report.
On really, she was coming on really strong, so I was already kind of uncomfortable. And then my boyfriend comes back, and then her boyfriend shows up, and she starts telling us about that he watches hentai porn. And she was saying all this, like, really weird stuff. And then her boyfriend and my boyfriend kind of started talking about their own thing, and she was asking me, like, oh, do you want to go off, like, by ourselves? And I was like, no, not really. And then they were like, oh, do you want to see our room? And I was like, no, not really. So, yeah, it was just very uncomfortable. And then we kept seeing them the whole rest of the week on the cruise, and we were just trying to avoid them, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem.
That is, like, pure swinger time. Evening hot tub time.
Oh, man, I can't.
At a hotel, at a nightclub.
Doesn't matter.
Like, you're putting yourself in a situation. I know you might like a little warm water around yourself.
Everybody's like-minded. I'm just thinking, like, why would you talk to anybody on a cruise? Like, why would you talk to anyone?
Oh, there's people that love to make friends.
Yeah, they're trying to make friends.
It's like a prison ship. Like, that's what that experience would be like
to me. Keep to yourself.
It's not a relaxing thing. I'm like, we're on direct sea.
I don't know if you could consider the person that I had my cruise encounter with a swinger, because I really don't know what her
she just
whole,
wanted you, right?
But didn't care that I was with someone at the time. You know, just like put it right out there, come back to my room for cocktails and all that.
That woman's known for doing
everything.
She does everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say you weren't special.
No, I'm no, sure no. I'm were, sure were I wasn't, but it was, but in the same way, it happened so early on the cruise that then it was just this thing I knew I was going to
people.
I knew I was going to have to see this person over and over because you're on the prison ship.
Right. And she was not a looker.
No, no.
Everyone says,
great big.
Hot tub at 9 is swinger time, baby. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
You should know. Nothing's going to be good. Some guy was hit on when he was with his mom. They thought they were a couple, so they hit on him and his mom.
I have a pretty hot mom.
I know, right?
Man, it would suck to have a super hot mom.
And this one said, I'm a female. I was propositioned by my son's daycare teacher to bang her and her husband. He was actually my son's coach.
Oh, no.
Needless to say, we had to find a new school and a new dojo.
Yeah, that sucks.
Jeez.
That's no good.
No, it's
because you know they've both been thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Bad times.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.